I'm joined now by Steve Kittrick after Guise's fine 2-1 win over Boston. 3 points were absolutely crucial this afternoon, and it was a good performance, but it was quite tight, wasn't it, towards the end there?
It was, and we know we made one or two changes because we were well on top, and they made one or two changes, and they had a couple of chances at the end, but you know, Stephen Drench is a good goalkeeper. I thought we've had enough chances to win this game two or three times over, but you know, fair play to Boston of coming out of goers.
You always say first 10 minutes and last 10 minutes of games are the crucial thing. What a brilliant start for the team today with Pearson's goal.
Yeah, no, we spoke at half-time and you know about how important it is, and when they start realising the first 10 either half are, you know, wins and loses your games, that's fact. You know, they've had it, they were pushing at the back end, we could have scored, you know. So, but, you know, Andy Pearson's, funny enough, we're saying to one of the lads, put some money on me today because I'm going to score today. So, but we didn't think he'd score as early as he did, and we're pleased for him. So, you know, it's a good win for us.
Yeah. No need for goal line technology, was there, with the second goal, the header that came off the bar?
No, I mean, fair play to the linesman. She's seen it, and it's the right decision. You know, it would have 2 foot over, to be fair. That's all I'm saying. So, but I'm, you know, I'm pleased we've got the win. We've been out, we haven't played for 10 days. We've been on AstroTurf, you know, and it's different playing on grass and, again, competitive game. But, you know, I mean, they're no mugs out of Boston, and Graham's getting them organised, and they'll do jobs from people. So, you know, they might take some points off and do us a favour as we go along.
And finally, tell us about the new signings. You obviously made some signings since we last spoke, including from the Harrogate Railway game. Lad Lawler, Marsh, has finally come through to the club, has been a catch we've been looking for a while, I believe. And then there's a question over the Boschels. I wonder if you could just clarify on those points.
Well, regarding the new signings, you know, Phil Marsh has been a player I've looked at for a long time, and I think he's a quality player. He'll all score goals when he settles down. We spoke to him in the summer. He got had an option to come here, but he chose to go full time, which it up. I can't blame him. It hadn't worked out for him. He rung me and asked me if he could come. I got it okayed by the board, and he's a Guiseley player. Matt Wilson, as we know, were here last year. Didn't want to be at Alfreton. Alfreton didn't want him. He rung me and the same thing, can I come back? I enjoyed it, guys, it's a good club, and I said yes and got it okayed by the board again. Jake, I thought, was the best player on the park when we played the County Cup game. He's sit there, he's 21 year old, he's got a good pedigree, he's been at Man United for 4 or 5 years. He's a nice quiet lad, he's a big strong lad, and he's going to do a good job for us. Regarding the Boschels, at the end of the day they weren't singing off my aim sheet, and you know, it's not about two players or one player. You know, me and Danny didn't see eye to eye, and we begged to differ about things, and you know, I'm hoping they'll find a club and move on.
So parting of the ways on football reasons then, and move on to,
yeah,
to,
well, I mean,
with the
I
new
mean,
signings.
I mean the thing is, it's like anything, you know, they've got to move on. You know, we were on a transfer list. They won't put a Guiseley shirt on while I'm a manager again. You know, we're not going to throw mud at each other, but we didn't see eye to eye. Danny wanted to do it his way, I want to do it my way, and I'm afraid I've got, you know, 18, 19 other players to think about, and not just one. And I'd like to say this win today was for my dad, who I lost this week, and that's for you, Dad, and thanks for all your support and everything you've done for me. Thank you,
Steve. Thanks for everything, and all our best wishes to you and your family at this point.
Thank you.